This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. President Vladimir Putin on Saturday praised the Russian Orthodox Church for supporting Moscow's forces fighting in Ukraine in an Orthodox Christmas message designed to rally people behind his vision of modern Russia. Meantime, Russian and Ukrainian forces exchanged artillery fire at the front line in Ukraine, even after Moscow said it had ordered its troops to stop shooting for a unilateral truce that was firmly rejected by Kyiv. President Putin ordered the 36-hour ceasefire from midday on Friday to observe Russian Orthodox Christmas. Ukraine has said it has no intention to stop fighting, rejecting the purported truce as a stunt by Moscow to buy time to reinforce troops that have taken heavy losses this week. Iran hanged two men on Saturday for allegedly killing a security official during nationwide protests that followed the death of 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman Mahsa Amini on September 16th. Three others have been sentenced to death in the same case, while 11 received prison sentences. In the United States, California Representative Kevin McCarthy has become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 days and 15 rounds of voting. Before being sworn in, Representative McCarthy had this to say about China.
As for the Chinese Communist Party, we will create a bipartisan select committee on China to investigate how to bring back the hundreds of thousands of jobs that went to China, and then we will win this economic competition.
This is VOA News. China on Saturday marked the first day of Chun Yun, the 40-day period of Lunar New Year travel known pre-pandemic as the world's largest annual migration of people. The country is bracing for an increase in travelers and the spread of COVID-19 infections. This Lunar New Year public holiday, which officially runs from January 21st, will be the first since 2020 without domestic travel restrictions. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Saturday his government was ready to provide whatever support was needed to residents of Western Australia state as record-breaking floods isolated far-flung communities there. The crisis in the Kimberley, which is an area almost three times the size of the United Kingdom, was sparked this week by severe weather system Ellie, a former tropical cyclone that brought heavy rain to the vast region. Mali's junta leader pardoned all 49 Ivorian soldiers whose arrest in July triggered a bitter diplomatic row, a government spokesman said. VOA's Marissa Melton has our story.
Mali sentenced 46 soldiers to 20 years in prison on December 30th. Three women among the original 49 who had already been freed in early September received death sentences in absentia. The court proceedings came in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. Ivory Coast and the United Nations say the soldiers were flown in to provide routine backup security for the German contingent of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. Mali's junta had branded the troops as mercenaries. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An old NASA satellite will be falling from the sky this weekend, but the threat is low. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
NASA said that the chance of wreckage falling on anybody is very low. Most of the 2,450-kilogram satellite will burn up upon reentry, according to NASA, but some pieces are expected to survive. The space agency put the odds of injury from falling debris at about 1 in 9,400. The science satellite is expected to come down Sunday night, give or take 17 hours, according to the Defense Department. California-based Aerospace Corporation, however, is targeting Monday morning, give or take 13 hours, along a track passing over Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the westernmost areas of North and South America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.